We love noise. England was once known as the Ringing Island, a land full of bells and sound. A German visitor in 1605 commented, "The English excel in dancing and music, for they are active and lively. They are vastly fond of great noises that fill the air, such as the firing of cannon, drums, and the ringing of bells, so that it is common for a number of them, when drunk, to go up into some belfry and ring the bells for hours." Noise and sound are at the heart of how we celebrate. The firing of cannons, the banging of pots and pans, the blowing of horns and the shaking of rattles, the blare of an outdoor band, the percussion of fireworks and the roar of the bonfire, all are essential sounds that help us mark the seasons, special times and special places. Sound is at the heart not just of how we celebrate, but how we have disputed and argued over who we are and how we should behave or misbehave. This love of noise carries on in punk bands and industrial noise bands, in contemporary symphonies for foghorns, in homemade instruments and synthesizers, sonic playgrounds, and our love of recordings of steam train shunting and whales. We can hear this delight in sound in two passages. The first from the Penny Illustrated Paper of 1860 on Guy Fawkes Night. "An extraordinary demonstration was made by the fire brigade. A procession started from the chief fire station in Watling Street. In front were some firemen wearing helmets, dressed in their usual uniform, and carrying branches of the fire engine in their hands. By repeated blowing through the pipes, they made a noise such as that which in former times was made at Bartholomew Fair." The second is an account of the last tram from Woolwich to New Cross in 1952 from the Manchester Guardian. "Imagine a crowd along a prescribed route to see a king or queen pass. Then give it some torn, flamboyant hats and ribbons, football rattles, tin trumpets, dustbin drums and scrubbing board drums, tin tray cymbals, piano accordions and a welter of whistles." Noise has many ritual functions. It is a scarifier, frightening off bad energy, a key part of the ritual of exorcism, what Mercier Allade called the anti-demonic magic of noise. Here in Somerset, shotguns and firecrackers explode to keep evil spirits and disease from our cider crop. Bells were rung to fight off thunder and lightning. This is an inscription from a medieval bell. "I disperse the winds. I put the cloud to flight. I break the thunder, I torment the demons. I put the plague to flight. My voice is the slayer of demons." Noise is the sound of protest, as in the beating of pots and pans in rough musics or skimmingtons, and the recent anti-capitalist protests seen and heard all over the world. A rough music was a processional community protest recorded against infidelity, wife-beating, enclosure, strike-breakers and uppity vicars. In Uphill in Somerset in 1888, a wagon was drawn through the streets at dusk. Preceding it was a band of motley musicians beating a fearsome tattoo on old buckets, frying pans, kettles and tin cans. Thomas Hardy described the noise of one in The Mayor of Casterbridge. "With the din of cleavers, tongs, tambourines, kits, crowds, humstrung serpents, rams, horns and other historical kinds of instruments." But noise was a word that could mean music or a group of musicians. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. In Tudor Exeter, it was the duty of the waits, or civic musicians, to attend the mayor, for the solacing of him and others with their noises and their melodies. This rich history of outdoor music making stretches back through the dance bands of the early Tudors, through the city waits, the street players of the Middle Ages, to the carnix, the war trumpet of the Romans, Picts and Celts. Pots and pans were bashed in rough musics in the music for the anti-mask of the Jacobean courts and the waffen, fuffen carnival bands of the East Riding of Yorkshire. This noisy tradition continued through village bands, drum and fife bands, funeral bands and brass bands, and today samba bands and funky marching bands and buskers resound through our streets. We will explore this rich history of outdoor music making in the future. But noise has its dark side. Let us not forget the awful din of trench warfare, the pandemonium of the Industrial Revolution, that noise can be a weapon. For the 17th century ranter, Ebiza Cop, the noise of England was the noise of oppression. Mine ears are filled brim full with confused noise, cries and outcries. Oh, the innumerable complaints and groans that pierce my heart through and through. Oh, astonishing complaints. These, and diverse of the same nature, are the cries of England, and can I any longer forbear?